Hi, you have reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Alexis. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance today?
Yes.
Okay, are you calling from a safe location?
Yes.
Alrighty.
I need to stop.
Can I get the spelling of your first name, please?
Yes, it's A-L-E-X-I-A.
A-L-E-X-I-A. And your last name, yes, please?
It's Madrid, M-A-D-R-I-D.
M-A-D-R-I-A-D?
No, M-A-D-R-I-D.
M-A-D-R-I-D?
Yes.
Alrighty, and can I have a good callback number in case we get disconnected today, please?
Yes, it's 520-355-8348.
Awesome. And would you like to receive mobile text updates to your phone number, which include the provider's name, number, and how long it'll take them to arrive at your vehicle today?
Yes, that's fine.
Alrighty. Message and data rates may apply. May I have your policy number, please?
Yes. It is. Hold on, just one second.
Take your time.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the policy number is 57-732-008-554.
Alrighty, 57-732-008-554.
Yes.
Alrighty. And are you with Fred Loyal?
Yes, I'm with Fred Loyal.
Okay, one moment.
Stop.
And for security reasons, may you verify the address registered to your policy, please?
Yes, it is 7621 South Camino Uyvesa, Tucson, Arizona, 85757.
And is there a Valerie Rivera on the policy?
Mm-hmm. There's three of us on the policy. It's me, Valerie, and I don't know if she still has Lewis on there, but she did have him on there.
Okay, I'm just making sure because I see her name on there. If you give me one moment, I was able to pull up your policy.
Okay.
Just give me one moment, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. ma'am. If you could give me one moment, I'm letting a supervisor look over your account for me.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. Alrighty, ma'am. So I do apologize for the wait. The reason I was having a manager look over your account was because when I pulled up your policy, I seen the policy, but it said that it was inactive. So I got a supervisor to come look at it to make sure maybe there was something I wasn't doing right. And they stated that because your policy shows that it's inactive, if you want to continue with the roadside assistance, it would be an out-of-pocket expense.
What do you mean my policy's inactive? They just took the money out of the card on the beginning of this month.
I'm not really sure why it's showing inactive. It could be because you have insurance, but you don't have roadside assistance coverage, or I'm not sure, but it doesn't let us see that far into your policy because we're not your direct insurance company. We're just who contracted with them because we just do roadside assistance.
Okay, so right now it's saying that we have no roadside assistance.
Hold on one moment. Alrighty. So when it's inactive, it could mean multiple different things. But a lot of the times, one of the reasons could be because you do have the insurance for your vehicle. You just don't have the roadside assistance for the vehicle. And I'm not saying that's what the case is, because if you do have it, then that might be another reason why it's saying inactive. But those are just one of the reasons that I can think of, or maybe why it's saying inactive. But I'm not 100% sure, because I can't see into your policy as to why it's saying it's inactive. I'm messaging my supervisor right now. I'm waiting on her to message me back to see why it's saying that. But as of right now, all it's saying to us is that it's inactive.
Okay. Let me see what's going on, and then I'll try to give you guys a call back.
Okay, if you don't mind, could you hold off just a few seconds longer? I'm letting my supervisor look over your policy now. Is that all right?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thank you. My supervisor asked, is that the only policy that you have?
I think I'm looking at an old ID card, but it should be the same policy number. I did get new ID cards, but they're inside the vehicle, which I do not have with me, which is why I'm trying to get it towed. It's just an older vehicle, but let me see. I was looking at an ID card in my email that I had. Yeah, that's the only policy number that I see on there. But like I said, we did get new ID cards.
Okay, so I let her know that you said it might be an old ID card, but it should still be the same policy number. You say that you guys did get new ID cards for the insurance, but it should be the same policy, correct?
Yeah, it should be the same policy number. I don't think it changed, but I mean, my insurance cards are inside the vehicle, and I just have this one that's digital, but this one's from May, so I could understand if it says it's inactive. But, I mean, the insurance just charged my account on, I believe, the 6th of this month. It was between the 6th and the 10th that I charged my card. So, I'm not sure why it says inactive if we get roadside assistance with the policy.
Okay, one moment. I'm waiting on her to message me back now.
How is your nap? This is good, Mom. Thanks. Are you taking me back? And then I feel so good. I did. Not so good, son. Not so good. You too.
Mom. Alrighty, ma'am. So, yes, it's still showing inactive on our side. So if you want to get the roadside assistance, you would have to pay out of pocket. But I know that's something you probably won't want to do. So the best option, in my opinion, would be to get in contact with Fred Loyal and see what's going on with your policy. And maybe it's just an error on our end, or maybe it's just an old policy that's inactive when you got your new ID cards. There was another one. I'm not sure, but I don't want to see you have to pay out of pocket if you do have the roadside assistance.
Right. No, I understand. So I'm going to call my insurance company and see if maybe they gave us a new policy number, and they shouldn't have. Usually you remain the same policy number, which would be weird if they did give me one. So I'll give you guys a phone call back when I receive the other information, okay?
Okay, just let them know that you were trying to get roadside assistance with us, and for some reason on our end, it was saying that your policy is inactive, and that's incorrect, okay?
Okay, thank you so much for your help, okay?
You're so very welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with for now?
No, thank you so much for being patient as well. You enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
You too. Thank you so much, and you have a wonderful day as well.
Bye-bye.